The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is Chase Race 7 in Martinsville from a NASCAR Fan's View. NASCAR at Martinsville in the fall is always subject to the weather, and this year's fall race is no different. Cooler weather and a different tire compound may compound the weather issues for some, and earlier tire testing may give some an advantage. Now, that's just speculation from this fan's view, but with only one practice session and no real qualifying, it remains to be seen what effect the non-cooperative weather situation will have on Chase Race 7. Because there was no practice or qualifying until NASCAR decided to turn the qualifying session into the final practice, the teams will line up for today's race according to points. That will benefit the top 12 in the chase, and all of them will start in the top 12 spots. When the green flag drops, it will be 500 laps to see who drops like a rock through the field and who advances or stays in front. The Martinsville track is the smallest on the NASCAR circuit, and it follows the largest, which was Talladega last weekend. It is interesting to note how the chasers consider both the largest and the smallest tracks as tracks they just hope they can survive without too much damage in points. Most of the dread at the Talladega track comes because it is a restrictor plate track, and so little of what can happen there is in the driver's hands. At Martinsville, it is because it is a short track with two drag strips and two very sharp corners and 43 cars running and pitting in very tight quarters. In addition, at Martinsville, with the closeness of the competition these days, there is very little separation in speed from the fastest to the slowest, and that makes track position one of the most important factors for getting or staying out front, and also adds to the tension and stress levels for the drivers and the crews. If the short final practice is any example of what may happen this Sunday afternoon, this fan thinks the patient level is going to be very short. Now, why do you suppose I would suspect a thing like that? Well, first of all, just look at how the points battle is shaping up. Just 26 points separate the top five, and only another 26 points separate the next three spots from them. Although some appear to be eliminated from the chase, a complete reversal of the way it has gone so far over the next four races would really make it interesting by the time the teams reach Homestead for the finale. Of course, this fan realizes the chances of that happening are basically slim and none. But since we are talking about NASCAR Cup, it is not completely outside the realm of possibilities. The reality is, this chase is probably between the top five in the standings from here until Homestead. But we can't rule out those next three just yet. Taking a serious look at the spots 6 through 8 show two former Cup champions, and one of them has won five consecutive championships. The other has never won a Cup championship, but still has to be considered a contender simply because he can go on a winning streak himself, and that could put him back into the mix relatively quickly. Of course, you know that last one I'm talking about is Kyle Busch, and the other two are Kurt Busch and Jimmy Johnson. Since this is the first year for this point system to be in place, there really is no way of knowing what the possibilities are, even though those guys that like to compare statistics for everything would tell you those last three don't have a chance, mathematically. I really hate to state the obvious, but Martinsville is what everyone expects from short track racing. There will be bumping and banging along with the usual pushing and shoving, short tempers, and high emotions. Some are going to leave Martinsville disappointed, while others will leave higher in the points and looking forward to how much more they can gain next week. From my view, I expect the patience level to be very short, considering the closeness of the points battle and just general short track mentality. So, I guess it comes as no surprise to any fan what can be expected in today's race. Yeah, that's right. It should be intense and exciting. From this fan's view, I'm not so sure the starting order tells us much about how anyone will finish either. This is a track that both Carl Edwards and Matt Kenseth struggle at. Hey, that's not a judgment call on my part. They freely admit this is not one of their best tracks. In fact, history proves they don't generally do well at Martinsville. Will the fact that they are both starting out front make a difference? I don't know. But by the end of the day, I reckon we'll definitely know the answer to that and several other questions, won't we? Hey, this is Russ. I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.